As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not Barry White.
Yeah, I'm Barry White. Why not? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? Yesterday was Monday. Is that how we did this?
All right. Well,
yeah.
There it is.
Like you yesterday.
I don't know this version. But Barry was that dude. You know, he used to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I learned something new
Barry
on the show today.
Barry was a chain smoker.
Yeah, but a great voice. Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, I like this Eagles offense just the way it is. Keep running that football. Use Saquon Barkley. I'm not trying to rush this evolution to being more of a passing offense. They won with a very specific way last year. I want to keep it that way. Hughes ready to evolve this thing. Doesn't think that we need a great Saquon. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, because we spent that last bit, you roped me into a Jalen Hurts conversation when I was trying to have a Saquon Barkley conversation. I saw what you did there, Hugh. The entire audience knew what you did.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like I was trying to, but let's be honest. Most Eagles fans, when you say you need Jalen or you need Saquon to be what he used to be, you're basically saying you don't really trust the quarterback's evolution.
It's part of it, yeah.
It's a little part of it. And I get that. And that's the conversation that we have to flesh out, because I believe that he can do that. And I feel strongly that in order for this team to have success, you got to take the governor off.
All right, so what we did that last year, remember, was at the Steeler game, and he played really well in that game. All right, before we go any further, because we did get caught up in our conversation, let's play a little game here, because we have a great giveaway today. Let's play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use Clues and you.
All right. See, I've evolved these clues a little bit, so I feel like I'm giving out some good clues.
You had one good day.
I have a good day.
Jalen played great this Super Bowl. Now we want to streak.
I
no wonder why you
say
it. Yeah, I see.
I have a good day every day, sir. Well, thank you very much. So this is one where I'm gonna set this one up just a little bit. If you know me, this should be easy for you. And for all those that listen as much as they do, thank you very much. But you should really, these clues should be, like, easy.
Okay.
Okay, so this first clue is this item that I'm thinking about is a video game.
Oh.
Video game.
Well, it feels topical considering the person we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's why I did it. You know, we're talking about Saquon Barkley.
Video games are topical.
Game? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Today you're playing for a pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles special season with a concert event hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. We had a pair of tickets to give away today. All right, first clue, it is a video game. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we got to hear what Brian Dawkins said both to us yesterday and to the morning show a little while ago about the challenges the team has and then his thoughts on Jalen's evolution. James in Pottstown. Hey, James.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, James. What's up?
So I think all you guys are right, but the previous caller probably said it best. Just dial back the quantity. the quality will stay there, and the quarterback does need to get better.
Well, I think
and
we. Did. I think
and he did at the end of the year.
Well, absolutely. I thought James's two best games, both in, and I don't even know what the numbers were. Just, you know, I just know it watching it. Like the title game and the Super Bowl, he was in command. He threw the ball well down the field. Like that was the best version of Jalen.
Yeah, and if he can do that, we're going to win. Simple as that.
Well, you're right. But the thing is, he doesn't seem to do that week in, week out. I'm not saying he can't. We just haven't seen that.
You want more consistency.
Yeah, I'd say since
Mahomes and Tom Brady have both said that it's around their third starting season when things start to slow down, mm-hmm. and that's basically where he's at. And if that flag hadn't gotten thrown at the end of 57 and he beats Mahomes, I'm not saying he would have. There'd be a different conversation entirely.
Totally. Well, there'd be two rings. I mean, you have two rings. You're in a different stratosphere here. James, it's not that I don't think he can. I like Jalen, and I think he's super clutch and good, and I want him in a big moment. It's also like what's best for the team. And I also factor in we have a young defense, and if we run the ball.
Do you want Saquon next year? Or, I'm sorry, do you want Saquon 2 years from now? Because we can't give him 500 touches again.
So that's a fair point. Well, yeah, I haven't even thought of the idea that he's going to be at this level 2 or 3 years from now.
He will be. I bought his rookie card when he was on the injured list on the Giants, and I have never told anyone that.
Well, it's a good buy. It's buy low is what that is right there, James.
Oh, my God. The thing's worth like $100 now.
I'm sure it is. All right, James, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues video game.
Mortal Kombat.
James,
you know
not
what?
It.
James,
but
that is a really good guess.
That feels like a Hugh Douglas video game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that because we talk about it as much as we talk about video games and stuff on this
show.
Who
was your guy? Like if you had to play with some. Raiden. I liked Raiden.
I like Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero was good too.
Sub-Zero was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. But I really wasn't a Mortal Kombat guy. I mean, I've played the game, but that was not. I was more of a Street Fighter guy. And I played as Chun-Li because it was easy. Her and M. Bison. Mm. Those were my two. Right there.
All right, before we go any further, can we hear
I guess you know it ain't Street Fighter now because I mentioned it.
Yeah, you did skip away another one. I was trying to help you move off that and just give that a video game, not Street Fighter.
Yeah, basically. That's another clue.
This is what happens. You have one good day on these clues, and now you're in the tank. Saw this was coming.
I expect nothing less from you people. I expect nothing less.
What's that supposed to
what
mean?
Do you?
I mean, they do every day.
What
every
are they day. Commenting more on? Hugh's bright shirt today?
Yeah, they're enjoying Hawaii very much.
It's in a weird way. I like you people. I enjoy you people.
Well, you told us yesterday you woke up thinking about
them. I do. I'm like, okay, what are you people going
to
do?
This feels like a counter to when he told us yesterday that the referee now. It's like,
I love him until they hit too close to home. when they hit too close to home, I don't like that.
I'd say once a week they get you like deep down in your stomach. All right, can we hear from Brian Dawkins yesterday with us on the challenge this Eagles team's going to face in trying to repeat?
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long. Or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot. We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
It
has to get to the point, and, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film, and then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better.
Hugh, that the way Dawkins described that with us yesterday, just the fact that like to exhale again, or to do what they did, and then to kind of reset this year and to come back and try to do it again, it's a major challenge. I feel like it's one of the biggest challenges that we haven't spoken that much. Because when we talk about challenge, they lost players, right? They Saquon's touches last year. Those are all challenges on the team. But the challenge of trying to mentally do it again, that's big.
That's the biggest thing. And that's the thing that I'm trying to get you to understand is that, okay, put it like this, and this is going to be an exaggeration. I'm going to exaggerate because I don't know what some of the hot young female talent is out there that like the young superstars. But okay, let's take because he's popular now. Cooper DeJean,
mm-hmm. He's everywhere.
Say who is the lady that Paul Jolly like Skeens' girlfriend?
Livy Dunn.
Okay, say for example, and I'm just like extreme example. Olivia Dunn's assistant is trying to get in touch with Cooper DeJean because she likes, you know, she wants to get to know him.
What about Paul Skeens?
I'm just like, listen, and I'm only doing this because I don't know who are the young hot artists. I would have said Cassie, but she got stuff going on right now. She's kind of hot. But it's that's what you're looking at. The fact that Cooper went back to Iowa. And I don't think this is an exaggeration. He's bigger than Caitlin Clark in Iowa right now. He's that big. So he's dealing with a different demographic now. He's rubbing elbows with A-list stars, and the podcast is popping. The podcast that they had, what is it called? Casual Whites?
Exciting Mics. Casual Whites.
That was my bad. I didn't mean, I'm just saying, I knew it was something like that. But it's popping right now. So he's in a different stratosphere. Don't laugh at that, Joe. Stop.
I'm just thinking Casual White sounds like an area of the store I shop in. Just Casual White. Just a good old Casual White, Hugh.
See, when you do that, then you get me in trouble. Why are you doing that?
You said it.
I couldn't remember the name. I couldn't remember the name, and I got stuck, and I just didn't want to sit there, you know. Exciting White, no, Casual. Wait a minute, what's it called again?
Exciting Mike.
Exciting Mike. But I mean, that's the thing that you don't understand when you're doing stuff like that, man, and you're meeting different people that you're rubbing elbows with people that you would never have an opportunity to rub elbows with. That changes things for you.
So with Saquon and with Cooper, obviously they're in a different world than ever have been. When we talked about Saquon earlier, right? He's coming off a lot of touches. He's the biggest star in the NFL now. And obviously Cooper was a rookie last year. Now he's blown up. But the rest of the team, I'm not that concerned about it because aren't these guys used to winning? Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, Alabama, Georgia kids, they win. And then they come back the next year and they flush it and they win again. I think the Eagles are built well enough with enough of guys that came from those kind of programs in college.
What did Coop win in Iowa?
No. Cooper's different, and Saquon's different.
Saquon win at Penn State.
They're different. But the rest of the team, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith and Jalen and Devontae, they've been winning their whole lives.
Listen, I was in SEC country. I was in SEC country. And football is big in the South. College football especially, no question about that. The fandom in the South is different. I give you that. But it ain't nothing like it is here.
Well, here
it is nothing like
Here's different than everywhere else.
The staunchest SEC fan pales in comparison to the average Eagles fan. That's a fact. I mean, because I've seen it, I understand it, you know what I'm saying? I've been around it.
You live both lives.
And it's different. You are dealing with something totally different. And you know I try to, you know, I'm gonna say it tongue in cheek, but the biggest thing that you worry about in a situation like this is the women. Mm. Because they're coming out of the woodwork. I mean, seriously, all jokes aside, you are dealing, like they say, don't fish what you can. This was Al saying all the time, don't hunt what you can't kill. Man, the hunting ground has changed for everybody. All the single guys out there, even the ones that are married. Like, they're dealing with a different type of scenarios now. And that's what you have to combat. That's what coaches talk about. You got females that are successful doing their own thing that are trying to get in contact with you because you're a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, you got to eliminate the distractions. That's the key. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Will the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon to be a great team this season? How about this? We are at a 51-49 split on our poll. 51% say no, they don't need that. 49% say yeah, they need the great Saquon again. Steve in Egg Harbor's up. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, what's up? Good.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say one thing. I think you're wrong, Joe, because they put the Super Bowl in Jalen Hurts' hands because you know they came all out to stop him. You heard if you listened to any of the live stuff on TV after the Super Bowl, like on NFL the NFL station, that Saquon Barkley said time and time again, he goes, man, they're doing everything to stop me. They're doing everything to stop us. They're doing everything to stop the running game, blah, blah, blah. And Jalen Hurts picked him apart. I mean, and people talk about Jalen Hurts' regular season stats and the 29th ranked passing offense. Mm-hmm. Well, when you have an offense that runs between Barkley, the quarterback, and the backup Gainwell this year, that ran for like about 27 to 2,800 yards, how much passing offense are you going to need? But if you remember, in the games that they really needed him, at Cincinnati, he picked them apart.
Pittsburgh.
Against the good quarterbacks, yep. All the good quarterbacks. Yep. Even in Baltimore, he had a nice game in Baltimore. Not a great game, but he did everything he needed to do. In L.A., Barkley and him had good games out there. So, I mean, the guy wins. The guy does what it takes to win, and that's what a championship quarterback
well,
is.
Well, I agree with you. He's a winner. He's a championship quarterback. But, Steve, the one thing that changes is some quarterbacks could do it every single week. That's what made Brady, and Manning, and Montana. And then some can do it sometimes. And that, to me, is more Jalen. Like, you referenced it. Jalen does that sometimes. He's never shown to be able to do that every single week of the season.
Well, Brady really didn't have a great running game. The only time he had a good running game was with Corey Dillon, when you think about it. Other than that, what great running backs did that guy have who put up astronomical statistics? Nobody.
Sure, but they relied on him to drive the offense, that because they knew they could.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I mean, last year in the Super Bowl, who did they rely on to drive the offense?
Absolutely, it was Jalen.
All over, exactly.
He delivered. All right, Steve, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's the video game?
I have no idea. I don't play video games. I don't even know any video games except from Super Mario Brothers.
Is that it, Hugh?
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess, but not it. All right, can we hear? So he just mentioned it, Hugh. You mentioned this. Other people bring this up. Steve brought it up. Look, Jalen did it in the Super Bowl. I know. I mean, we saw it. And Jalen Hurts on any given Sunday, the Cincinnati game, the Pittsburgh game, the championship game, the Super Bowl, can be great, mm-hmm. right? We've seen, I don't know, I've probably seen 15 or 20 great Jalen Hurts games since he became the starting quarterback mm-hmm. here, but not 75 great Jalen Hurts games. You know what? Like, that's why I don't want to force the change here, because I think this thing runs better when Jalen is not asked to drive the bus every single week.
But you can't, see, this is kind of what I hear too. Don't want to paint you in the corner, but I kind of hear this, and I feel like the fan base kind of feels like this as well. You're afraid to push him or challenge him. You have to challenge him. I'll never forget it, man. I remember, and I'm going back on some of the things that I had to deal with. I remember Tommy Brazier calling me into the office when he got here. And I think I told you the story when he's like, hey, man, it's time. It's time for you to figure out what you want to be. If you want to be a Pro Bowler, if you want to be a better player, now is the time. So it's on you. So it's the same thing with Jalen. There's probably been conversations with, hey, man, you know, we had to adjust last year, whatever, because, you know, you got off to a rocky start. That's when Doc talk about be honest with yourself and have tough conversations, that's what he's talking about.
Let's hear Doc, by the way, on the morning show recently talking about Jalen Hurts and his evolution.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are, I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step, so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically, that you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, to being mm-hmm. able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that, maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
It's funny. It feels like the more I listen to Doc there, at one point it feels like he's aligned with your thinking, expecting mm-hmm. it. And the other point, he's aligned with me more like he hasn't done it consistently enough
yet. And that's what it is, because every year as a professional athlete, especially football players, you're challenged because teams watch film on you. And I can remember sitting in meetings, especially in my first couple years in the league, and especially, like I always talk about, the CTO, the counter trap option, used to be my Achilles heel. And the year that I stopped it, you know, going back and working on how to stop it consistently to the point where I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And not only that, when you talk about quarterbacks, at some point the game slows down for you. And maybe last year there were times where the game speeded up, like it wasn't consistent for him. But as a player, you have to go in every year and you have to challenge yourself. And for Jalen, the challenge is going to be, just like Doc said, is to be more consistent. I would venture to think, if he's being honest with himself, he knows his play was sporadic.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Sporadic.
Yeah, but he won. But that's not good enough to repeat.
So at some point, something came up where, like, you don't want to challenge Jalen. I just want to do what's best for the team. Like, guys, we have a really young defense. They're going to start how many young first or second year players? You know, if we run the football, we keep the defense off the field. We control the clock. If we're throwing the ball more next year, that means more possessions for both sides. That means more on the defense. I'm trying to protect that defense by running the football.
Well, see, this is I think where there's a little bit of disconnect. You first of all, you go into the game and you take what their defense is giving you. Now, there might be games where, just because of the matchup, it favors you to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it might behoove you to keep the ball on the ground, because their secondary might be, you know, pretty good. But I would doubt that would be the case with the receivers that we have. You don't have to see. I think where we're getting caught up in is we're thinking that we're going into the game and we're just going to go damn the torpedoes and start throwing the ball over the place. You have to give, and you have to take what the defense is giving you, and you also have to see how they're trying to play you now. At first blush, I would assume going into the season, the Dallas Cowboys, they're not about to let Saquon run all over the place.
They're going to make Jalen beat him. Yeah, they're going to load the box.
But you have that coming back. You have, who did the receiver that they just got
George
down
Pickens.
There? They got George Pickens. So now you might go in, just to give you an example, and I don't know if this is the truth or the case, Dallas might come into that game saying, okay, we're going to stop the run, but we're going to throw the ball all over the schoolyard. And say, for instance, they have success doing that early on. They put 14 points on us.
And we're down.
And we're down.
Then we got to throw.
Now that's a different ball
game. And last year, we didn't have to face that.
We didn't have – that's what I'm saying. So that's what we're talking about. Because now that's when the chess match becomes more involved, because you might have to have Jalen throw the ball a little
bit more. I agree. Game script changes things. If you're down, you got to throw. Last year, the Eagles ran the football an extreme level.
And they never got in a situation where
they were down.
They were forced to throw the football. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying to avoid that. I just want to run the football. I want to try to you know, kind of put my identity on the game the way they did last year. Mike is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. What's up, Mike?
I want to take exception to what Hugh said about Saquon. Your position was that you don't think, or you don't feel, that he's going to come back and he's going to work as hard as he did the year before because of all the success. Do you really believe that?
First of all, Mike, no disrespect, but don't try to diminish what I said, because I long talked in this segment. I didn't say he wasn't going to work that hard.
Blame it on the long talking.
No, I'm not blaming on long talking, because I know what I said. I said his time and the things that he's doing – his focus is a little different because he's busier than he once was. I didn't say he wasn't working out.
Okay, you're right. I apologize for that, Hugh. But I don't think a guy like Saquon, if you've watched his kid over the years, like his years at Penn State, the kid is a worker. He believes in himself, and he's not going to let distractions lower the amount of work that he puts in to be as good as he is. That's my feeling. I don't think.
But Mike, I tend to agree.
But Mike, here's the thing, Mike. There's 24 hours in a day, right?
Yeah.
What was he doing yesterday? Slinging cheesesteaks, right?
Yeah. Well, that's out of 365 days.
No. Listen. I'm trying to put it in context that you understand, Mike, because it sounds like we have a little bit of a disconnect.
Mike,
his time. The point that I was trying to make, Mike, is the time that he had last year was more plentiful because he was in the lab getting ready for the season, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it safe to say that now, since he has newfound success, because you know he had to take some time out to go shoot that thing for Madden, to do the Madden cover, right? So I don't know how many days that took, But at some point, like the your level of training is going to change if you're not, number one, if you're not in your home gym and you might not be in a facility at the time, wherever you're traveling, that accommodates
it makes it harder. Yeah,
the equipment that
routine,
you're used
the
to.
The routine is Mike. It makes it harder. I tend to think that he's going to get the work in, but I understand Hugh's point. It makes it harder. Mike, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? What video games are you talking about?
No, I don't do videos.
Mike, appreciate it. Is this an L for Hugh's clues today?
No, yeah. It's just that we got.
That's more of an L for Mike.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
just
saying.
More of an advanced group calling in today. No. Wow. No disrespect. Just saying. Mike sounds like he's a little bit more seasoned. No, you probably missed the video game explosion.
That's okay. It happens. Yeah,
it's cool.
Right.
Mike, no disrespect. Not trying to be. I'm just saying that might not have been your thing.
215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls and all this. Saquon Barkley. Do the Eagles need a great version of him again? The same version as last year. A 2024 version would be a great team. I think they do. We'll get your second clue coming up. Plus, we'll get back to something Ben Davis said the other day on the morning show. I wonder how everyone would feel if the Phillies did something outside the box at the trade deadline. It's coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Watch somebody guess Street Fighter.
Well, you gave that one. You gave a free clue out.
Somebody going to guess it. Watch.
Yeah, they will. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jar. Coming up around noon, we will air the Vic Fangio press conference, which, by the way, Hugh, is his first one of the offseason.
Uh-oh.
And first one since they traded Bryce Huff. We did get some details in that trade, by the way. Did you see that? So the trade, because when we heard about it Friday, it was like a mid-round pick, but mm-hmm. That's pretty vague. So reporting came out a little bit last night that it sounds like it's going to be a fifth-rounder, but it's contingent, so it could move up. So maybe the better Bryce Huff does with the Niners, maybe that pick becomes a fourth round pick. So here's the question. Mm-hmm. Are you rooting for Bryce Huff?
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, we kind of all have to, don't we?
Resurrect his career. But, you know, I as a side, you know, the night he got traded, right, he posted a picture, right? The deuces?
Yeah, out.
Straight to the comments, Joe.
How'd those go?
Ooh, they flaming.
Not good
you
for
ever
him.
Heard that? You ever heard the song Nas Ether?
Yeah.
It was about the same. Yep. The fans.
Maybe lay low, Bryce.
You got to love Philly. Because, man,
well, he was
you,
the kid in the group project that did nothing goodness. And got credit. That's what happened.
Some
here.
Of the greatest joy that I get on a day-to-day basis.
Comment section?
Oh, the comment section. Because like the creativity of some of the mean and hurtful things that people say, it was they did a great job. Shout out to Philadelphia for that. They flamed him.
When you come here and you steal money, that's what happens in Philadelphia. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Phillies idea Ben Davis had coming up in a couple minutes. Your phone calls here. Do the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon Barkley to be great again? I believe they do. I want to keep running the football at a very high level and have that be the bread and butter of the team. Hughes ready to evolve this thing. Doesn't think they need that level of Saquon. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. Hey, David.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, you know what's so funny is that when you think about Barkley, right, who had the most rushing touchdowns on the team?
Jalen.
Jalen. Isn't that amazing?
It was the tush push.
Well, it's the tush push, man.
So what? It was the tush push. They rushed some touchdowns. If Barkley had them, you wouldn't be saying that.
Throwing it out there.
Well, man, who was the better rusher on the team last year?
So, but what's the point, David?
The point I'm making is that they may try to shut Barkley down like they tried to shut him down in the Super Bowl. They had no problem shutting him down. And what happened? Jalen passed the ball with no problem. Like two other seasons he played for the Eagles when he threw for almost 3,000 yards. Each season, people seem to forget that.
Well, 3,000 yards isn't a big number.
It's a big number depending on how many times you throw the ball.
Well, but I mean, we have quarterbacks that throw for 5,000 now. I mean, David.
Because look how many times they threw for double the amount of times he threw for the ball.
Sure.
But, and they didn't run for none. So they should have that.
But, David, that's what I want to do. I don't want to throw the ball a lot. I'm good with 3,000 yards if they're winning.
What happened? They're going to try to shut Barkley down. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agreed to that.
Sure,
right?
Yes. We're on the same page
now. Barkley will run through the line of scrimmage, catch a 5-yard pass, and won't take the beating that he took trying to run through the yard of scrimmage.
So you think they throw to him more? They throw the ball to him more?
Easy, a 5-yard pass, and Barkley's gone. He's going to have his best season along with Jalen. Jalen's going to have his breakout season because it's finally no more the nonsense about him. You know, every week somebody got something negative to say when he wins. But let me ask you this. When y'all keep comparing, like, these quarterbacks and stuff, Jalen, here's what I like to tell people. Compare their first four seasons, five seasons to his. When you start talking about whether it be you pick your top five quarterbacks. Bart, his stats is as good as any of them.
Like, ever? Like, top five?
No, they're not.
Like, hold on. Time out.
You can't compare a whole career to Jalen,
but wait,
he's only played five.
You mean the top five quarterbacks in the league now, or like top five quarterbacks ever?
All time.
No. David, hold on a second. But you just made the point you're not going to throw for as many yards if you don't throw as much. The game has changed. You can't compare eras. Like, we're going to compare Johnny Unitas' stats, Joe Montana's stats?
What you will compare Montana. Do you know Montana got more interceptions than probably 80%
of the quarterbacks again.
That ever played?
Oh, my God.
I think that was Brett Favre.
David, I'm not sure you're accurate on that one.
I know. I looked it up. Trust me. I called y'all station to argue before. But let me say this. When I'm saying compare him to, like, Montana, I'm just talking about Montana's first 4 years playing. How many games he won? Did he make a Super Bowl his first four seasons?
But those are team statistics.
But Jalen is a team.
No, he's not. No, he's a player.
Jalen is the heart of this team.
You heard him.
And you've seen it in the best game of the season, which was the Super Bowl.
Joe Montana has the 73rd most interceptions of all time. 73rd.
Yeah, Brett Favre's number one.
73rd ranked.
Brett Favre,
David.
One.
Just let him make things up.
73rd.
Right. Look, I tell you
I just did.
Look and see how many he threw in one season.
Guess who the top 10 in the top 10 of throwing interceptions in the history of the NFL?
Brett Favre.
Well, he's number one.
Eli. No?
And another, other Manning. They threw a lot.
Peyton. Yeah, but Peyton Manning played for 20 years.
No, I'm just saying, Joe, he threw it. I'm just saying. I'm not. You know.
Montana's thrown more than 15 interceptions, which was Jalen in 2023, one
you also
time
have to look
in his entire career.
You also have to look at, David, you have to look at interception percentage of passes picked off.
let me just say this in closing real fast. Again, but when you're comparing Jalen to these other people, just
steamrolled. He just said Montana's top five. 73rd ever in interceptions, David. What are you doing to me? You're killing me.
Well, I was basically talking about in a
season. Hey, David, live your truth. Don't let
this is my favorite thing with Hugh encourages just lies.
Hey, Dave, just live your truth, man.
Do you think Barkley will get more yardage if they throw him a 5-yard pass versus him trying to run through the yard of scrimmage every time?
To your point, David, I think there's an opportunity for him to have more all-purpose yards this year as opposed to rushing.
What?
I think there's a chance.
They have to complete the pass.
That he will have more all-purpose yards this year than he had last year?
I guarantee you he won't. Guarantee it.
Let me look at his all-purpose yards that he had last year.
It was a lot. I mean, it was an incredible number.
All right, David, there's no chance.
David, I wouldn't say no chance. What's your guess, David, on Hugh's clues? What's the video game?
You know, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
That's not a bad guess.
David Good gave a guess. I appreciate that from David. I mean, well, I don't know where the Montana thing came from. 73rd all-time in interception.
That was Aaron in San Diego's fault from last week when he told us that Montana wasn't even that good.
You know what? There's a twinge of this. There's a Joe Montana slander lately on WIP for some reason.
Live your truth, dog.
I guess if a player's retired long enough, we just make things up about him. No one's going to fact check.
Live your truth, dog.
This is your fault, Hugh.
What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, because you encourage people to just live their truth.
Listen, it didn't sound right when he said it, but
because it was a lie.
But in the throes of an argument, if you believe it, then go for it, and then we'll sort out. We'll figure out the truth.
As long as we allow for the fact that it's total nonsense.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you believe it going in, and nobody's fact checking at the time, but see, unfortunately for
him, we are because sometimes it goes too far.
If it was like half right, I might have let it go.
Yeah, that was the problem because I was like, wait a minute, Brett Favre. That's the first person popped in.
You tried to clean it up for him. You're like, you mean Brett Favre, right? He's like, no, Joe Montana. Threw a lot of picks.
Dave was on a roll with just making things up.
Also, you're taking everyone behind the curtain on how WIP works. If you believe it, doesn't matter
if it's true. If you believe it.
Just say it. Aaron,
as long as you have some talking points.
Yes.
You have some talking points.
Speaking of Montana slander, here's Aaron, who's up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up,
good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
You know, Hugh, again, Wonder Twin Powers activate. I love a good, comfortable Hawaiian shirt. I don't know if Barney Purple is the right color for me, but go with your bad self, man.
You know what's funny? This is the Brian Dawkins Impact Golf shirt.
Yep.
And it was nice, and I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday, so I said I'm wearing it today. I got another one, too. I might wear that with
tomorrow. Same color, or is it?
Well, it's a different color.
Oh, yeah?
But I might wear that one tomorrow. These are some nice shirts. These make me want to play golf.
Yeah.
They do.
What about the actual walking around and golfing part?
The key with a good Hawaiian shirt is it's got to be comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Nice.
Walking around.
All right.
Seriously?
So let's get to the Joe Montana talk, shall we?
Sure. I mean, it's only 2025. Let's talk about Joe Cool. What's up? What do you got, Aaron?
Here's what you guys don't understand. And both of you today are wrong on both sides of it. Joe, you keep talking about we got to keep things the same because of Jalen Hurts.
Well, no, because it's best for the team.
You questioned Jalen Hurts last year in terms of his ability to do certain things, and he proved everybody wrong.
Didn't the Eagles question it because they took the ball out of his hands to go dominate the league?
Joe, you hung up on me the other day when I tried to talk to you. You got a guy that's sitting right across from you that played in the NFL. This Jalen Hurts has had five different coordinators that have come through this place at the beginning of every year, and it's going to be the same this year.
Right.
You
actually just helped my point. So we got a new coordinator, and you want to be throwing the ball around the schoolyard to start the season. No, I want to run the football.
They're going to try different things. And so the first couple weeks, it's not going to look great.
I agree with that.
It's just the way that it is.
So if something doesn't look great, what is safer? Running the football behind a great offensive line or throwing it?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, we just won the Super Bowl with a well-balanced offense. And Kyle wants to talk to you about...
Well-balanced? They're 29th in passing.
Aaron, it was the opposite of balanced.
Live your truth, man. Do not let them bully you. Live your truth.
They have proven, they proved to everybody last year that when they needed to run it and when they needed to steal the hearts and souls of the opposing team, they did it. And then when they needed to throw the ball all over the field, Jalen Hurts did it, and he didn't just do it in week 17. He did it on the biggest stage, in the biggest game. He was a Super Bowl MVP. Give the guy a break. Have the faith that he's going to do everything that he can to get us back into the Super Bowl. And this whole talk with Saquon Barkley and, oh, you can't keep giving him the ball. This guy is a ridiculous athlete. This guy is one of a kind. He is a machine. He's not built like your average running back.
Well, I agree with that.
He just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
I agree with that. So you're on both sides of this argument? You just want to yell at everyone?
No. We won the Super Bowl. We have a Super Bowl MVP. Why are we talking about
changing things? Wait, we won the Super Bowl?
You forgot?
What's that?
No, we just... Not for to throw you off, man. Kyle, me and Kyle were having a moment.
Yeah, they were having their own conversation. Well, I know we won the Super Bowl, Aaron. The point is, how do we do it again? That's the whole conversation. Also, we keep conflating one game with the full season. They're not the same thing. I've seen plenty of people have one great game or two great games. To do it over a full season is a different story.
I think as Eagle fans, and what we've witnessed over the past couple years, mm-hmm. that we have to give this team the benefit of the doubt. We have to give the general manager the benefit of the doubt. Because let's face it, this team isn't even full right now. We don't know what the complete roster is going to be
because
we haven't started the season yet.
Yep.
We have a coach that took us to the Super Bowl the last 3 years. We have to have faith that he's going to do everything that we need him to do to get us back in that game.
I agree. I have faith as long as he listens to me. If he listens to me, if he does what I said, I have faith then. If he listens to Hugh, I don't have as much faith.
Listen, I think it's going to be a combination of both.
Well, that's a cop-out answer, Aaron. What do we do in combination of both?
Well, they were a balanced offense.
Yeah, 29th and pass balance. What is going on over there today?
What are you talking about?
I think your shirt is blinding people.
No, I'm saying live the truth. Live your truth, you
no,
people.
You have to
live
stop encouraging
truth.
That. No,
what do you mean?
It's because it's annoying.
That's it.
Well, I'm tired of people living their truth.
I mean,
I can't
get over the Joe Montana interception thing. Look it up. He's top five interceptions. Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah. That was a little bit.
It's make-believe. I mean, like, I just.
No, but he said it with so much confidence, though. That's why I respect that. Because he said it like nobody knew that wasn't the truth.
And nobody could look it up.
And by the way, Kyle, I'll take that all-purpose bet. Because he only had less than 300 yards last year catching
the
ball.
We don't throw the ball to running backs.
No,
I'll take that bet.
All right. $2.
$2 bet.
Hold on. Let's make sure everyone understands the bet. So the bet is, how many all-purpose yards did Saquon have last year?
He was at 2,200.
You got the wrong number, Kyle.
I got 33 receptions, 278 yards receiving.
And 2,000 yards running.
Yeah.
But he had... So the number was how much?
All-purpose. It's yards from scrimmage.
All-purpose. No, when I say all-purpose, I'm thinking more receiving yards.
Well, no. All-purpose is all-purpose.
I'm talking about on the receiving side. That's what I meant.
No, but you said all-purpose.
You said all-purpose. There's no chance he gets more all-purpose yards.
Because I see what you're doing now. It's the 2,000 rushing.
2,220 and 83.
Okay, let me amend the bet.
Wait. Hold on. You can still win the bet if you're right. Like, if he runs for 1,500 but has 800 receiving yards, you'll
still win. Yeah, buddy. By all means.
No, see, but 15,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, steal your $2.
You don't think he's running
like
for 1,500
candy
yards?
From a baby.
You know, this guy over here accused me of not believing in Jalen. Now you're chickening out of your bet.
All I'm saying is, I gave him over 1,000-yard running back, but 1,500, that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Just because you chased Carla to Kroger's or whatever you were doing.
Carla, I chased her.
Yeah. Did she block you on Instagram or something?
Puny speak. No more. He said he'd speak. I reached out and tried to speak. She was like, how'd you get this number?
Oh. And yet she came up 5 times in the show today. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up around noon, we'll have a Vic Fangio press conference. I'm excited to see what he says about Bryce Huff and how the whole thing went last year, and some of the new guys, the rookies that are going to be part of this defense, including Jahad Campbell in 2025. So we'll get to that, your phone calls as well, and all the Saquon, and should they run the football as much stuff, and do we need a great Saquon? But can we play again? We played a little bit yesterday, what Ben Davis said recently on the morning show. He said it specifically about Ranger Suarez, but I think it's interesting, just big picture about the Phillies as we get close to the trade deadline.
Maybe the best chance to keep him is if there's a devastating injury that a pitcher is going to be out like a whole year. And I don't even know if that gets it done because Ranger's going to want, a 4 or 5 year deal, maybe longer. I mean, maybe the most likely path is if they go to a 6-man rotation, but I don't want them to. I just feel like he's probably gone, and I don't really know what the solution is.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him. It's not going to be the Phillies.
Mm. Whoa, so you think just like
he's going to get $100 million from someone to go be a great pitcher, and he's probably gone.
More than that.
He might.
Yeah, he might.
So that was them discussing how much money Ranger could get in free agency when he's I don't think he's come back to the Phillies.
Ben that was also totally on me.
Yeah, Ben also discussed the idea of maybe trading away Ranger Suarez at the deadline.
There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah,
but Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then why wouldn't you something out of him rather than lose him?
That's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you, I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
I agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome.
All right, let's attack this. Yesterday we brought this up, Hugh, and we discussed, does this have some merit, right? Maybe the trading away Ranger to get something they need at the deadline, especially with Abel coming up this week, and we know Painter is on his way. So the Phillies have a surplus of arms. Hugh, beyond just Suarez, right? Ranger's one part of this. Would you be open to trading away
and I'm going to exclude the prospects. Like, they have a five-man major league rotation when everyone's healthy. Wheeler, yes. Luzardo, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez, right? Veterans, all part of the rotation, but they have Abel and they have Painter on the way. Would you be open to trading away one of the veteran starters? Could be Suarez. It could be Sam. I'm just kind of workshopping this to open up a spot for Painter and make the make the team better. And obviously, I'm not talking about Zach Wheeler, right? Of course not. But they have a surplus of starters. They have more starters coming through the minor leagues. Would you be open to trading a major league established starter to open up a spot?
I think you have to be, especially when you look at the assets that you have and your strength right now. We're all talking about. If we had, it was either or for us, you know, bullpen,
bat,
or bat.
Yep.
I think most of us are leaning towards a bat in the middle of that order somewhere. I think that's what most people are. And fortunate enough for us, we have some pretty decent pitching. We got two young cats. You're talking about Abel and you're talking about Painter that are coming up in the pipeline. I think, to be honest, I think Abel's outing, because when is he out tonight? Is that tonight?
Well, they rearranged this thing because it was supposed to be Wheeler tonight, but his wife's about to give birth.
Yeah, so
he's not pitching the series. So tonight is going to be Sanchez. I think Abel might be tomorrow.
Okay. I was just trying to figure it out, but I know he's going to pitch.
Yep.
He's going to pitch. He could put himself in a really, really good position.
Because he was great as one outing.
Yes. And now, you know, it's funny because you look at the moment that he was in, and I mentioned his girlfriend earlier, Skeens' girlfriend. Now, I know his parents and stuff came down, and I know people don't like to think that's the case, but with mama in town and you know that's your first outing, you want to show off for your parents. You want to show off. So he had a hell of an outing. He has to go out there and do it again. If he goes out there tomorrow night and he has a spectacular – if he has a serviceable outing where you feel comfortable – then, yes, one of those guys becomes expendable.
And we know Painter's about a month away, so he's coming too.
Yeah, and now you – see, here's the thing. You're going to have to sweeten the pot when it comes to one of the pitchers because just like you said, Ranger's a rental player
right.
for a team that's in the hunt because that's probably where he's going to go. If you decide to trade him, he's going to go to a team that's in the hunt. You're going to probably have to sweeten the pot to get a bat because most of the teams that are probably going to be in the hunt aren't going to be willing to give up that player.
Yeah, my mind is like officially working harder here and like the hamster wheel's moving because the Phillies have something every team in the hunt needs, right? They have extra starting pitching. Yeah. That's what most teams are after. We're after bullpen and I think we need another bat. So I think this could be a way for Dave Dombrowski to go find something they need, maybe get a bat and an arm for the bullpen by moving off one of these starters. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. All right, we'll keep all your phone calls going. On Saquon Barkley, do the Eagles still need a great version of Saquon to be a great team in 2025? I do. I believe that Hugh does not. He's expecting more out of Jalen Hurts. Where do you come down? More clues for Hugh's clues. And, well, Vic Fangio coming up. We haven't heard from Vic all offseason. Excited to hear what he has to say about the Bryce Huff trade and some of these new players on defense. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.